Hey everyone, it's Kylie Dalhunty here, bringing you today's edition of The Brief, brought to you with thanks to Rex Software. If you're ready to skyrocket your growth, Rex Grow Suite helps you find the right opportunities and close more deals. Find out more at rexsoftware.com. On to the top stories on eliteagent.com for Tuesday, the 23rd of May, 2023. First up today, we bring you a tale of the little house that could. You see, at 70 Henty Highway, in the tiny Victorian town of Beulah, sits a pretty rundown property. It's been eaten by white ants, has smashed windows, there's holes in the walls, and it's filled with broken furniture and junk. So why are we doing a story on it? Well, this little property was listed for just $79,000, and a quirky listing description that really tells it like it is has seen the home get more than 20,000 hits on realestate.com.au in a bit over a week. Listing agent John Hadley of Northwest Real Estate says that's a huge number of views for this neck of the woods. So, what did John say in the listing description? Well, he said, "This project is for the serious renovators, and once you have filled numerous skip bins to get it back to a blank canvas, you can see what you have to deal with." And you can head over to our website to find out why John took this approach with the marketing campaign, as well as check out all the photos and the listing video. Up next, when you think about the housing crisis, you probably don't picture a teacher unable to afford to buy or rent a home in the same area they work in. But a new study, which has been published in the Australian Educational Researcher, has revealed 90% of New South Wales teachers face that exact problem. The study, which analysed quarterly house sales and rental reports in New South Wales, found about 50,000 full-time teaching roles were located in local government areas where housing is unaffordable on a teacher's salary. Okay, so we've brought you the pics of the rundown home, and now you can feast your eyes on some of the best homes Australia has to offer, because in today's feature, we're bringing you the cliff-hugging Tasmanian home with views across the Derwent River that has taken out the coveted Housing Industry Association CSR 2023 Australian Home of the Year Award. That was a mouthful. Anyway, complete with burnished caramel concrete floors and spotted gum timber cladding, the home really embraces its natural landscape, while a stunning cantilevered indoor-outdoor infinity pool, spa and sauna also saw the home take out the custom-built home and outdoor project award categories. And in Brekkie Browse today, Manos Vindicarcus is back to analyse the saying, "When it rains, it pours." Of course, Manos is talking about what happens when agents hit a string of bad luck, only instead of wallowing, Manos has some great tips to help pull you out of the slump and lead you towards dancing in the rain rather than drowning in it. We also take a look at why the percentage of rentals under $400 per week continues to fall. And we also take a deep dive into Westpac's decision to lower its stress test for some refinances and why APRA has been called on to also alter its guidelines. And as if we haven't given you enough property picture porn to feast your eyes on today, Beyonce and Jay-Z have purchased a $200 million Malibu mansion, and you guessed it, we've got all the pics. And let's also hear from Queen Bee herself when it comes to today's inspirational quote. "I don't like to gamble, but if there's one thing I'm willing to bet on, it's myself." And whatever facet of real estate you work in, we think that's sound advice, because if you don't back yourself, how can you expect your clients to? Okay, that's all we have for you today. Keep listening out for more of The Daily Brief and subscribe at our website, eliteagent.com/The Brief. And as always, we're wishing you a productive day.